The debate in federal parliament this week is firmly focused on company tax cuts, but community group Anglicare is trying to shift the conversation back towards the concessions that wealthy Australians use to minimise their tax bills. The peak body for the Anglican Church's social service groups has released a report showing the concessions cost more than the age pension, family assistance, disability support payments and Newstart combined. This report was prepared by the left-of-centre think tank Per Capita. Our Monday finance commentator Michael Yander is speaking with the Anglicare Executive Director, Casey Chambers.
Privilege is pretty invisible, so we've done this research to uncover that. And we've found that the cost to Australian taxpayers of the richest 20% of Australians is actually a staggering $68 billion per annum. Or put another way, $37 from every Australian worker a week to keep on keeping Australia's richest 20% rich.
How does that compare with the bottom 20% of people in the income brackets?
We keep on hearing about the cost of Newstart or disability support pension. Now, using the government's own figures, it costs every Australian worker $6 a week to keep somebody to put Newstart to people. So this over six times the cost of Newstart for people with disabilities is about $17 a week per Australian worker. So there's a huge disparity here, particularly when the conversation in Parliament has been about cutting welfare costs, cutting people off welfare, cuts to the poorest end of town. It doesn't make any sense.
I guess the difference, though, that would be argued between these two is one is a payment from the government, the other is simply revenue the government's not collecting because of the tax rules.
Well, that's right. So they're both, one is tax and one is transfers. We collect money into tax and then we transfer it out and distribute it to where we see as a country we think it should best be distributed. And by not collecting it, by actually allowing loopholes in taxation, or as we should actually say, there is nothing illegal in what we've collected the numbers on here. They are tax rules. The system isn't broken. It's actually been designed this way to benefit people at the higher end of the income spectrum more than those at the lower end.
What has this research found about the distribution of these tax concessions and benefits as between income groups?
So we've certainly found that the money is trickling upwards. This isn't trickle-down economics, this is trickle-up economics. The highest income quintile is getting by far more money than any other quintile from the tax and transfer system in Australia. So this is a conscious decision to benefit the richest most.
But again, I guess the criticism you'd get from a lot of groups is that these tax concessions, they're tax that's not being paid due to the rules, whereas the transfer payments are actually payments being made out. And there would be groups who argue, well, these are legitimate concessions and any move to roll them back is simply a tax increase.
Well, they are legitimate concessions. They're all there written into the tax rules. What we're saying is that this tax system has been written to actually benefit the higher income earners more. And so, yes, we're looking at income foregone by the government, if you like, but that's only because of a rule that's been written by the governments across decades. This system has been built to make money trickle upwards to the richest 20%.
Looking at budget papers from year to year, one of the key ones is the tax expenditure statement from Federal Treasury. Now, there's always a big caveat in that revenue foregone doesn't equal revenue that could be gained by the government by removing particular concessions, because, of course, people may change their behaviour. How reliable are these figures that Per Capita has put together for you?
We have looked at government figures, government-produced statistics and figures, and as the Taxation Office says, or as Treasury says, these reflect human behaviour at this time because of certain rules. So we know that people behave in a certain way because of negative gearing or superannuation. So if you did change rulings, you would change people's behaviour, but it would take a while for people's behaviour to change. At the moment, this is almost a secret that there are so many concessions that show money flowing upwards to the highest income earners, and that obviously then steer those behaviours around property buying, around putting money into superannuation, around putting money into discretionary trusts, about accessing private health insurance and education where we see a GST exemption. Obviously those do drive behaviours. What we're saying is this is a system that is actually favouring taxing the richest set of Australians at a time when the political narrative and conversation is about punishing those on the lowest incomes.
Now, from a political point of view, some of the tax expenditures you've pointed out are really sacred cows, and the biggest one of them is the principal place of residence capital gains tax exemption, which means you don't pay capital gains tax on the home that you live in. Do you think there's any chance that any government would ever consider removing that tax concession?
I guess the main purpose of our report was to uncover what the cost to the Australian taxpayer is of privilege. Privilege is often invisible. It's difficult to see. We don't need to actually take these things away necessarily. We want to have a national conversation about the taxation system. This is nearly $32 billion flows through that particular concession to the top 20% of income earners. We want to be having that conversation, that that kind of money is flowing that way, whilst we consider the kind of cuts that we're seeing being made to the kind of money that flows to people on Newstart, on disability support pension, and to aged pensioners.
That's Casey Chambers, the Executive Director of Anglicare Australia, speaking with Michael Yander.